a berry that you make shortcake out of. It's red.
Red berry.
Well, you buy it at the store.
Oh, strawberry.
Uh-huh.
Strawberry cake.
And a berry, it's got a rough surface. Some of them are red and some are red and black.
Mm-hmm.
You call that?
Blackberry. Blackberry pie.
Ras.
Red berry.
Did you ever hear raspberry?
Raspberry pie.
Huh?
Raspberry.
Do y'all grow those around
here?
No,
we don't. Don't have nothing like that around here. No.
And a kind of a bush or shrub, the leaves turn bright red in the fall, and it's got clusters of berries on it.
Super sad. I can't remember that.
Did you ever hear of sumac or shoemake?
Shoemaker. No.
And you saw some berries and didn't know what kind they were. You'd tell someone, you better not eat those. They might be
poison. They call blueberries. They call hell. And what other kind now? Sit down to heaven and on the trees, like, you know. I can't remember now. The mother kind. Mulberries.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Huckleberries. Yeah, huckleberries.
Uh-huh.
Like, he used to make a huckleberry pie. That's what he used to call it.
What kinds of bushes or vines will make your skin break out if you touch them?
Let me see what I don't forget what it is now.
Did you ever hear poison?
Poison ivy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what it is. Poison ivy ain't good to get around. Mm-hmm. It'll break you out. Uh-huh.
And say if a married woman didn't want to make up her own mind about something, she'd say, well, I have to ask.
Ask you about it?
Or she's married.
Ask me.
She'd say,
ask my husband about it.
Uh-huh. And he would say, talking about her, I have to ask.
Oh. Paul about it.
I have to ask my
husband about it.
Or
my wife about it.
Uh-huh. And a woman whose husband is dead is called a
widow.
And the man whose child you are, he's your
daughter. Son.
Your daddy. Another name for him would be your
Dip's my son.
Or
a daughter.
Or you, what do you call your daddy? He's your
name. My like papa.
Uh-huh. And his wife is your
mama.
Or
like a sister.
Well, any other names
brother.
For your mama?
Or mama, or grandmama. Grandmama, or
uh-huh.
Grandmama. Or grandmother.
And together, your daddy and your mama are called your
sister. Your dad and your mama.
They're called your
parents.
Huh?
Your parents.
Uh huh. And what do you call a priest?
A father.
And your daddy's daddy would be your
my daddy. Pop, gonna be papa.
And his father would be your
his daddy.
Or your grand...
My granddaddy.
Uh-huh. Oh. And something on wheels that you can put a baby in and it'll lie down.
Like a cradle, bed, a cradle.
Or something that has wheels.
Or like a push cart, a little bed.
Uh-huh. And you'd put the baby in that and then you'd go out and
roll it.
And if Bob is 5 inches taller this year, you say in 1 year he, what, 5 inches? In 1 year, he, what, 5 inches?
5 inches. No.
We're talking about him growing. You'd say in just 1 year.
Oh, 1 year he'd be 2 inches high,
uh-huh.
3 inches high.
Or in 1 year he...
In 1 year he'd be taller.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
You say he grew 5 inches or
five
grew
inches
five
tall,
inches?
6 inches.
Uh-huh.
Well,
And if a child's misbehaving, you tell him if you do that again, you're going to get a
whipping.
Any other ways of saying that?
punish.
Okay. And if a boy has the same color hair and eyes that his father has and the same shaped nose, you'd say that he...
looks like me.
And
look like... Mm-hmm. Look like you.
Uh-huh.
Look like me.
And if a woman's going to have a baby, you say she's...
gonna look like you,
or,
look like
no,
me.
If she's gonna have a baby,
uh-huh.
Then she's...
look like daddy?
No, well, if she's expecting a baby, you
mm-hmm.
say she's...
she's gonna have a baby.
Any other ways of saying that?
And she's getting ready to come.
Or she's
pregnant.
Huh?
She's getting ready to pregnant.
Uh-huh.
Getting ready to go to the hospital.
And if you didn't have a doctor to deliver a baby,
mm-hmm.
the woman you could send for would be a...
granny.
And a child that's born to a woman who's not married would be a...
can't think of the name now. I know what you mean.
Did you ever hear Babs?